It's Michelle.
Hi, good morning, Michelle. It's Clayton.
Hey, Clayton.
Hey, how you doing? I'm actually on the call right now with one of my bosses. His name is Ray.
Hi. I think Clayton told you that we're working on an app, right?
Yes.
And we wanted to kind of pick your brain for some features and what you need as for your beauty salon or for your haircutting business. So let me give you an overview of what the app is going to do, first of all. So a person is in need of a haircut, right? They go to our app. They enter, you know, we have saved on the app their preferences, their needs, their geographic location, you know, their price ranges, what they like, what they don't like. And then you, as a service provider, will also have your preferences. We do this, this, and this, but we don't do this. We're in this area. And then we match them up. So we match up the customer with the service provider. And then we'll give them directions if they're coming to you, or you directions as far as like mapping and routes, and basically match you up. And in addition to matching up with new customers, we'll have scheduling. So you'll have a list of clients that you have for the day, if you have any openings. If you have an opening, then we can fill the opening sometimes in real time. If someone cancels, we can fill it in. And then kind of client profiles, client history. So if there's a customer with, you know, very special needs or likes or dislikes, then you'll have that, all that information for you to see before you work with the client. There would be before and after photos. We'll also do invoicing, sending out invoicing, sending out reminders and alerts, and you know, basically that type of paperwork. So the goal of our – oh, go ahead.
I don't want to cut you guys off. I don't think I'm the right person for you. I actually am a celebrity hair and makeup artist, so I
– Oh, really?
I do okay. Private clients. Like, I don't actually
okay.
Cut and color. But
okay.
I think you would probably want to hit more salon people.
Okay.
And I know a lot of apps they use right now are like the Mind Body app. A lot
mm-hmm.
of people like that, you know, for scheduling.
Okay.
And I'm sure there's like more out there. And then obviously for booking stuff like that, a lot of people use what the heck is it called? Glam.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I can't think right now. But there's another app called Glam Blushington and Glam, where it's the same
okay.
kind of thing, like providing service. But I think you would probably want more of, like, someone in a salon, because it sounds like you're helping with, like, invoicing and clienteling. So
right.
You would want someone who's actually building their clientele. I guess, you know, one piece of advice I could give you is maybe hit up some of the schools as well, like the hair schools.
Okay. Yeah.
Because this might be a great platform for them as they're trying to build clientele.
Okay, yeah.
So, but yeah, I don't think I would really be.
Have any use for any of that?
No, unfortunately not. Like, I really am like word of mouth, and then I use Yelp just to kind of help people like find me and stuff like that, but I don't
right.
really do the salon stuff. So
okay,
but
so
good.
You yourself are you're not doing any marketing or advertising aside from like Yelp or you know, Facebook maybe, or so you're not paying for any advertising, right?
Nope.
Okay.
No,
and you're good.
Just,
your day is full. You don't need any new clients. Is that
not basically? Yeah, not like I'm not looking like a salon owner would be, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
yeah, mine's really like TV, film.
Oh, really?
Like
okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Well, that was
yeah,
still some useful. Right? Yeah.
Okay. Well, good luck to you guys. It sounds great.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Michelle.
Yeah, thank you, Clayton.
Thank you.
Good.
Okay. Bye-bye.